This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Thursday said, "We have a deal," announcing a bipartisan agreement on a $953 billion infrastructure plan that would achieve his top legislative priority and validate his efforts to reach across the political aisle. Speaking at the White House, Biden said that neither side got everything they wanted, but it's a start.
What we agreed on today is what we could agree on, the physical infrastructure. There was no agreement on the rest. We're going to have to do that through the budget process.
Details of the deal were scarce to start, but the pared-down plan with $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Thursday there will be a new committee to investigate the January 6th attacks at the U.S. Capitol after Senate Republicans blocked the creation of an independent commission last month. At a news conference, the California Democrat declined to spell out a timeline for the panel to investigate, saying it will be as long as it takes.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
Hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol January 6th in a failed attempt to stop Congress from certifying Democrat Joe Biden's presidential election victory. The violence left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Nearly 500 people have been arrested on charges linked to the attack. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits declined 7,000 from the previous week to 411,000. The level of claims generally reflects